It's 8:45, live from the KIOS studios at 33rd and Bird. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. With me, he is the good doctor, Dr. Greg Zilke, artistic director and conductor of the Omaha Symphonic Chorus. And by the way, performing arts director and professor of music at Tabor College in Hillsboro, Kansas. My goodness, you have so many jobs. How do you sleep?
Hey, I sleep. Good morning.
Good morning, Greg. Welcome. Thanks for coming in today. Do appreciate you making the drive. Tell us, what is the Omaha Symphonic Chorus?
It's a group of wonderful people that come together to sing. It is an audition chorus of about 100 to 110 voices. And we have a great season of music planned, and this is one of our favorites.
Well, this, I mean, right now, the title of it is That's Showbiz.
That's right.
It's the Omaha Symphonic Chorus's 2019 gala event, or gala event, depending upon which side of the tracks you're on. It's at the Salvation Army Crocs Center at 2825 Y Street in Omaha on February 23rd, 2 p.m. and 6 p.m. So there's two performances on that day, which is kind of neat, a full day.
Yeah.
But can you talk about what you say, that showbiz? Oh, everybody gets a little excited about
that. That's right. You know, it's kind of fascinating how many musicals talk about being in showbiz and the excitement, the joys, sometimes the pains of being in showbiz. But everybody wants to be in showbiz.
Oh, yeah.
That's for sure. And oh, so all these songs come from musicals that kind of revel in that, and it's going to be exciting.
Oh, that is exciting. Is it a standing chorus, or is there movement involved as well?
Yeah, it's a program that involves solos and ensembles and choreography and staging and have a little combo. And so it's going to be a show that I think people will really enjoy and remember.
Who decided which pieces? Because as you said, there are many, many shows about show business some iconic songs and tunes that if you hear, you know, one singular sensation, pow, chorus line right there, everybody knows what that is. Who decided and how did that process happen?
So our main collaborator and who works with me is Mackenzie Damer, who's also at the Omaha Community Playhouse, and she has chosen all the show, all the songs, and kind of assigned who's going to sing which ones. And so we have things all the way from Show People, from Curtains, which talks about why we want to be on the stage. And then there's, of course, something from a chorus line, no doubt.
Sure, absolutely.
In fact, a couple songs from Chorus Line. And one of the newer ones from Broadway is a song from Nothing, Something's Rotten, all about how the musical was invented.
Oh, that sounds great. The performers are all members of the Omaha Symphonic Chorus. Did you assign performers to the songs, or was it like a little internal audition to see who was
right?
Yeah,
that's how that works. Okay. We audition them, and then they figure out who can best deliver one of those songs. Yeah,
sure. What about the accompaniment, the music? Who's providing
the
that?
Nice little band that we've put together, and the leader, of course, is our collaborative pianist, Stacey Hainline. She's going to put this group together, and I think it's going to be great.
Oh, sure, absolutely. During the process, now for you, because you are based out of Kansas, how did that rehearsal process work with the back and forth for yourself?
Well, I come back for rehearsals on Tuesday nights, and of course we have a number of people. I have an assistant conductor, and Mackenzie Damer, of course, is there to do the staging and put together that part of it. So it all works.
Yeah, sure, absolutely, absolutely.
The fun part of this is going to be the gala part of it too, which involves a great big auction of all kind of fascinating things, including a tandem skydive.
Oh, boy.
And dinner at the Omaha Press Club, and original art by our famous Omaha cartoonist, Jeff Corteva.
Sure.
And a hand-pieced quilt by some of our own singers. All these things will be up for auction. So people come to the gala, we'll have a chance to support the Omaha Symphonic Chorus and our mission of providing wonderful music for Omaha.
Oh, that's fantastic. And what are some of the funds that are used? First of all, there's just rights to the music that have to be paid for, right?
Well, sure, yeah, those kind of things. So paying for our musicians, especially at Christmas at the cathedral, which I know we've talked about many, many times.
Sure.
But paying for venues and paying for music and things like that.
You bet. Yeah. And keep the music alive. It's the Omaha Symphonic Chorus's 2019 gala event. It's Saturday, February 23rd. There are two shows at the Salvation Army Croc Center at 2825 Y Street in Omaha, 2 p.m. and 6 p.m. If you're looking for information on how one could acquire tickets, you can go to omahasymphonicchorus.org, or you can give them a shout at 531-600-888. Thank you, Greg. Appreciate
Thank you,
coming in today. Morning Edition continues right now.